Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Now, in order to appreciate Daf Vav Amud Aleph, let's go back to Daf Hey Amud Beis. And on Daf Hey Amud Beis, what we learned yesterday was a Gemara towards the end of the Daf of the Amud, which is, let me just see how to count it up. It's approximately, I would say, 10 lines up from the bottom. You see where the first word in the line is Etzlenu? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines up from the bottom. And in that line, you'll see Gufa. So we had the sheet of Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din. El Shinikra Bezdin Chatzuf. And then we have two kashas. Both of them are raised by Rava to Rav Nachman. The first one is based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah later on Daf Chav Tes says that if Bezdin judges a case and there were two judges and the third judge says Eini Yodea. So basically you have a unanimous decision because there are only two judges left. One judge has completely removed himself, he doesn't know. So in such a case, the Mishnah says Yosifa Dayonim, we have to add a third judge, which implies that the din of two judges is not a valid, recognized din. And that's against Shmuel. Shmuel says that although they should have avoided a judgment of two judges, but nevertheless, post facto, if it was done, then we recognize the validity of that judgment. Here, we're not going to recognize the validity of the judgment. We're going to require adding a third judge.
Is that just to accommodate the katsuf, the issue of katsuf?
At this point, it seems like it's an issue of chatzuf, meaning if the bezdin is going to decide with two judges and only two judges, Shmuel says that it's a beit din chatzuf. But nevertheless, we give them patch, so to speak. You know, we'll warn them not to repeat their sins, but their judgment is a valid judgment. The Mishnah, on the other hand, says no. The only way we could issue a final verdict is by adding a third judge to replace the judge that checked out, so to speak, that handed in his resignation. He says Eini Yodea, implying that there's no validity to the decision of the bezdin of two judges. So the Gemara gives the following answer: Shiny Hasam, the case in the Mishnah that Rava quotes is different. Why? Because Mikara Adaite Ditlosa Yesive, which means from the beginning, the das, the assumption was, when the litigants appeared in front of the Bezdin, there were three judges on the court. They expected to be judged by three judges. If one of them cuts himself out and he says Eini Yodea, then they didn't get what they bargained for. They bargained for a Bezdin of three judges. The case of Shmuel is where the dispute was brought in front of two judges. So again, it wasn't nice that they decided the case without a third judge. That's called a Bezdin Chatzuf. But nevertheless, the judgment is valid. Why? Because Lava Daita de Tlosa Yesiva, the original Das, the understanding was not that there would be three judges. They understood from the get-go that there were only two judges. Now, what I'd like to do with you before we go on to Rava's second Kasha. Rava's second Kasha is based on a Braisa Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And in that Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that pshara, which is a mediation, that could be implemented by two judges, but anything but if it's a regular classic din, a dispute that has to be decided by Beis Din, you need three judges. And how is Shmuel going to reconcile himself with this b'risa of Shimon Gamliel? And then at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say, well, Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, and they reject Rav Shimon Gamliel. They validate the decision of two judges. But getting back to the first Shakal Vitaria, the question of Rav and the answer to Rav, it seems that Shmuel's statement that two judges suffice, that's only if from the beginning, how many judges were there? Two. But if from the beginning there were three judges, then Adaita de Tlosa Yesive.
It's all just for show. It's just to say there's three because you started with three and one accused himself, so let's add a third one just because we started with three, even though there's a Gemara did.
Greg, you and I would have said, well, look, since Shmuel recognizes and validates the Gemara did of two judges, so if one judge, he removes himself from the judgment, so we have a unanimous decision without him, and we have a Beis Din of two judges, then that should be valid. In fact, on the contrary, there's no Beis Din Chatzuv here, maybe, because they weren't Chutzvedik, they started with three judges. Okay, one judge decides to back out. And yet the Gemara says just the opposite. It's almost counterintuitive. The Gemara is saying that we cannot validate the decision of two judges because we started with a Beis Din that was made up of three judges, and we have to end with a Beis Din that's made up of three judges. If you start from the beginning, you get off the ground with a Beis Din of two judges, then okay, you know, it's a Beis Din Chatzuv, but at least, you know, we got what we bargained for. We bargained for a Beis Din of two judges. There was no one was pulling the wool over our eyes. You know, I'm talking from the litigant's perspective. They knew that the litigation would take place in front of a court of two judges. They went ahead with the judgment. And then Shmuel says, okay, it's a chutzpah because Beis Din really should be made up of three judges. That's the way the Rabbanan wanted. But nevertheless, the judgment is valid. But in a case where they started with three judges, that's a whole different story. Now, what I'd like to do with you today, because I spent a little time on this and I came up with something fascinating here, an article in the Gevuras Yitzchak. I think one occasion in the past we looked into the Gevuras Yitzchak. So what you should have in front of you, in terms of the page numbers, on one side of your page, it should say on the top left, Ayin Aleph. Do you have such a thing? Mm-hmm. And you may have another page on the top right, maybe it'll say Ayin Beis, yeah? See what you can find here, you know. Now, let me give a little introduction, because what you're going to see on the top of page Ayin Aleph is a Rambam in the second chapter of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So again, if we were doing a little bit more of scholarship, we would take out the Rambam and read it inside. But the advantage here in looking at this article is that he collects all the source material. So we're going to learn a couple of Rambams, we're going to learn a Kesef Mishnah, a couple of Shulchan Aruchs, and a couple of Ramahs, and try to put it all together in one neat package. So instead of running around looking for each one of these sources and photocopying them, I thought this would be logistically a lot easier. So let me give you the following introduction. We have a possibility of judging monetary law with more than three judges. And until now, we've been discussing less than three judges. There's one judge or two judges. Three judges is ideal. But there could be a decision made by a court of five judges. Now, the law doesn't require five judges. Three judges suffices. But if for whatever reason, you know, the litigants want to go to a court that has five judges and we can get together five judges, then the court will be made up of five judges. Now, here's the question that we want to analyze. And it may sound a little technical to you, but as we go through this, you'll see it's much more than just mechanical. It's a lot deeper than that. The question is, let's say the judgment began with five judges. And then one of the judges pulls out. He says, "Eini yodea." So we're left now with four judges. And just to make life easy for ourselves, let's say there was a unanimous decision amongst the four judges. The original court was made up of how many judges?
Five.
Do we apply the following principle? Adaite de chamsa, chamsa would be the Aramaic for chamisha, yasve. Yasve means we had the yeshiva of Bezdin. In other words, the yeshiva of Bezdin was done initially from the get-go with five judges. Now, if one judge packs out, do we have to replace that judge with a fifth judge? We found that in the case of three judges, that if they started the case with how many judges? Three, and then one of them drops out. Even Shmuel would agree in this case that a decision of two judges is not sufficient insofar as they began with three judges. Do we apply that even going forward when we add numbers? That's going to be the background to our discussion. So let's look at the Rambam on the top of page Ayin Aleph, which is the first page that you have. The Rambam says in the second chapter of Hilchas Sanhedrin, and in a minute we're going to fast forward to the eighth chapter of Hilchas Sanhedrin, but in the second chapter he writes that Rak Shlosha Chashivi Bezdin, when the Rambam codifies our Gemara, Lahalacha, that Adaite Ditlosa Yasve, that they started with three, the Rambam explains because three is considered a Bezdin, and since Meikara from the beginning they sat with three judges, then we need a Bezdin. If one of those judges packs out, then we're left with two judges. Two judges don't make up a Bezdin. Again, even though Shmuel says that their judgment is valid, but maybe, again, just to remind you of the Ketzos HaChoshen's radical breakthrough, maybe that's a Horah Asisa Vehetta, but anyway, it's not a Bezdin. The status of a Bezdin requires three judges. They started with three judges. Therefore, they need a Bezdin. Avol Chamisha O Yoser, but if they started with five judges, or more than five judges, they could have started with 11 judges, right? Whatever the number they started with, if Judge X packs out, Lo Amridu, we're not going to say Adaite Dahach Minyan Yasivit. Please underline the words Dahach Minyan. We're not going to say, well, they started with that minyan, that number of judges. With the logic of the Rambam is that adaite de tlosa yeshiva means adaite de bezdin yeshiva, and a bezdin requires three judges. If one of the judges packs out, you're ending up without a bezdin. But if you started with five judges or more than five judges, then you can't say adaite de bezdin yeshiva. They sat with a bezdin, and now there's no bezdin. There is a bezdin. Why? Because even after one or two judges pack out, you're still left with what?
Three.
With three judges. That's the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Now we fast forward to the eighth parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin. And the Rambam writes the following. Bezdin shel shlosha, shenechleku, they have a division, an inner debate amongst them. Echad Omer Zakai, the Echad Omer Chayav, the Echad Omer Eini Yodea. Oh, Shomer Shnayim Zakai, Shnayim Omer Chayav, Vashlish Omer Eini Yodea. So in this case, they started with how many judges? Three judges. One of them packs out. Even if they would have a unanimous decision amongst the two judges, nevertheless, the Rambam says Yosifu. Yosifu Shnayim, Nimtzu Chamisha Nosim V'Nosim V'Dova. Then this is a chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if one of the three judges packs out, then what we should do is we should try to add judges and start the deliberations again, so to speak. What do we mean? Maybe when we have new, fresh blood, you know, will be able to iron this out, and maybe even the one who said any odea will finally be convinced. You know, it's kind of like if you have a basketball team, then if you're up to the, let's say, the fourth quarter, you know, the basketball players are getting very exhausted, or in a pitcher in a baseball. So you bring in new fresh blood, and sometimes it changes the whole team. All of a sudden, there's a new dynamics in the team. So the rabbi wants to say that in this case, we're going to try to jack it up to five judges. Again, we can't add one judge, because that would end up with what number? Four. We need an odd number. So the rabbi says, let's add two. Let's take two judges off the out of the bullpen, and we're going to start a whole new nosiv and osnim, you know, a deliberation back and forth. And maybe at the end of the day, even the judge who said any odea, he'll finally, you know, after he hears all the deliberations and the stadum lekan, so he'll also come around to offer his vote and make a definite decision. Im amru arba zakai ochaya v'yechad omer eini yodea. Now the Rambam says we have five judges on the court, and we have a unanimous decision amongst four out of the five. One of them says eini yodea. Let's say we have three out of the five judges say that he's chayev. One of them says he's zaka, he doesn't have to pay. V'yechad emer eini yodea. Holchim achar harov. So notice that the Rambam has a court that's made up of five, and at the end of the day, the decision is going to be made by how many of those judges?
Four
out of five. Again, they may be split. It's three against one. But nevertheless, the decision is made by four judges. So we're going to see that one of the super commentaries on the Rambam, who's called Rav Moshe Cohen, the Ramach, he's very often quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, he is amazed by this Rambam. The Rambam says that there are five judges on the court. One of them says eini yodea. Well, how can you allow for a decision of four out of the five judges? We have a principle, adaita d'tlosa yasive, and here we should apply the principle of adaita d'chamsha yasive. We started with five judges. Then, if we only have four, we cannot possibly hand down a valid ruling because we started with five. And it would seem, therefore, that the answer to the Ramach's question is that Rambam holds there's a fundamental difference between the number three and the number five. That in the number three, what they vied for at the beginning was a bezdin. And if there's less than a bezdin, meaning only two judges, then there's no adaita d'hachi yasve. But in the case of five judges, we don't apply the principle of adaita d'chamshe, because the Rambam says we already have a bezdin even without the fifth judge. So now we have a bezdin made up of four. The decision was made of three out of four in favor of his being chayav or zakai. There's one dissenting view, but we have a decision of a bezdin because we have a bezdin made up of four judges. All we need is a bezdin of three judges. Here we have four judges. So again, just to summarize, we began wondering and vacillating back and forth, what would be the din in a case where you had a judgment of five judges on the court, one of them drops out, he says, any day, I can't handle it, I don't have a decision. Can we, in this case, validate a decision without having to replace that fifth judge, even though they began the judgment with five judges? Or do we say, no, I don't care about replacing the fifth judge, we only have to replace the third judge in the case where they started with three judges, because the litigants wanted a bezdin, and a bezdin is made up of a minimum of three judges. Now one of them says any yodea, and you have a decision of two judges, that's not a decision of bezdin. Unless, again, originally, as Shmuel says, they started with two judges. But if they started with three, they were pushing for a decision of a bezdin. If one of them says any yodea, you don't have a decision of a bezdin. Masha'en came in the case of five judges. there, even if one judge drops out and he says any idea, we're still left with a Bezdin. So we started with a Bezdin, we're left with a Bezdin. It's just a question of minion. Remember I asked you to underline that word minion, meaning how many judges? Okay, so initially he would have liked to have 5 judges in this decision. He only ended up with 4 judges. But nevertheless, he got a Bezdin, he wanted a Bezdin, he got a Bezdin. And that would be the answer to the question of Rav Moshe Cohen. So it means that Rav Moshe Cohen understood that our Gemara, when it says Adaita Tetlasa, right, Meikara Adaita Tetlasa Yesivi, that applies to numbers as well, whatever the number was that you started with. So let's say, for example, you started with a basin of 11 judges, and one of them says Eni Odea. According to Rav Moshe Cohen, you got a serious problem here. You're going to have to replace the judge that said Eni Odea because you need a judgment of 11, because that's what they started with, a basin of 11. The Rambam, on the other hand, limits it to the case of 3 judges. They started with a basin of 3. Now one drops out. No good. We need to replace it because we must have a Bezdin. But in the case of 5, where even if one drops out, you're still left with a Bezdin of 3, the judgment goes on. That's the Rambam Shita against Rav Moshe Cohen.
In the case of 5, one says Eni Yodea. Do you say, as you put it, he pulled out, or he abstained?
Excellent. Okay, Jerry, you're on the ball today. I mean, this whole essay is going to be about that point that you just made. But I'm not going to say it over in your name because then everybody's going to get bored. Yeah, but in any event, so we have the Rav Moshe Cohen, and Rav Moshe Cohen says that the same halacha of Adaita Tetlasa Yesivi applies to the case of 5 judges, and if one of them says Eni Yodea, so then, just like in the case of 3 judges, if one of them says Eni Yodea, we have to replace him to get a Bezdin of 3 because Adaita the Tetlasa Yesivi. So too, in the case of 5 judges, if one of them drops out, then Adaita the Chamisha Yesivi, and we have to replace him. The Rambam seems to indicate no, that this halacha of Adaita the Tetlasa Yesivi, that's only in the case of 3 judges. Now we're up to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the question of Rav Moshe Cohen, as he always does, v'tirates, and he offers the following answer to explain the Rambam Shita. Shani Hasan, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam is not talking about a case where they began with 5. The Rambam is talking about a case where they began with 3. And why did they go up to 5? The Rambam says because one said Eni Odea, we cannot proceed with one of the 3 judges saying Eni Odea. So what we're going to do is we're going to add another 2 judges and jack up the number from the original 3 to the number 5. And the reason for that is because once you have a Bezdin made up of 5, you have a greater chance of getting everybody on board. There's going to be more lively, you know, new fresh blood, lively deliberations, as we said before, and that's fine. And the Rambam goes a step further and he says, well, if one of the, after you jacked it up to 5, if one of them is still, well, whoever it is, it doesn't matter who he is, but he's still insisting on any idea, then we'll make the decision based on 4. But there was never a meikara. Meikara means from the get-go, yesivi b'chamisha. What do they start with in the Rambam scenario? How many judges were there when they began the case? No, there were only 3. What happened was, let's read the Rambam again, so you don't think I'm pulling the wool off your eyes. The Rambam says the following. Bezdin shel shlosha, this is a paragraph of Hine. Bezdin shel shlosha, I'm going over this again. Shenechleku, and either there were 2 decisions that were contradictory, that were mutually exclusive, or there were 2 decisions that were unanimous. But Hashlishi, the Rambam says, they say, Eni Yodea. Now we want to refresh the Bezdin. You know, it's like in computers. You know, you press the refresh button, right? So to refresh this Bezdin, the Rambam says Yosifu Shnayim. They should add 2 judges. So now we start with the original 3, one of which said Eni Odea, and now we start a whole new Nosim v'Nosim, the whole new deliberations with an addition of 2 judges, which jacks up the court to 5 judges. And then the Rambam says, all we need is a decision of 4 out of the 5. That's not That's not, says the Kesef Mishnah, the case of the Rav Moshe Cohen. Rav Moshe Cohen's case was where they started the Beis Din with five. And if they started the Beis Din with five, the Rambam might agree that if one of them drops out, then we have to replace him. And we're going to apply the principle of Meikara Adaitu de Chamisha Yasfe. Why does the Rambam say that we can have a decision of four and not all five? That's because the original Beis Din was made up of how many judges? Three. Does everybody see that? I don't want to lose you on this, but because this is fascinating. Kind of, if you look a little bit like I maybe have dropped you out on the side. Steve, are you with me? Reuven, you with me? Jerry, everybody with me? Again, the Rambam scenarios, they started with three. One said any day, and the Rambam recommends that we add two judges. Now we have five, and hopefully we'll get all. If we don't get all jumping in with the decision after all the lively, refresh button, then we can make a decision with four out of the five, and we don't have to get nervous about that, because we never, says the Kesef Mishnah, what the Rambam means to say is because we never began with five. All right. Now, in the fourth line of this fifth line in the paragraph, Ulam, Harei Desfirle La Kesef Mishnah, here he summarizes our conclusions, that according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Gam Bechamisho Yoser, five and more, Yeshlam, we're going to apply the principle, Adait to the Chamisha Yesive. Rak the Shaini Hocha, here the Rambam says you can make a decision with four judges. Shalo Yoshu Mitchila, when they sat originally, they didn't sit with Chamisha, anticipating a decision of five. Mitchila lo hayu ela shlosha, v'yakach hosifu shnayin. So everything depends upon what they started with. If they started with three, we have to have a decision of three. If they just started with five, we have to have a decision of five. If they started with 11, we'd have to have a decision of 11. But if they started with three, and then because they couldn't get all three on board, they had to jack up the numbers, that's a whole different story. And then as long as we end up with a Beis Din of three, which is what we started with, then the Rambam says we're okay. The Rav Moshe Cohen might say the following, that since they jacked it up to five, it's almost as if they started from scratch, they pressed the reset button, and now we have a brand new Yeshiva Beis Din of five. Maybe that's the sheet of the Rav Moshe Cohen. But the Rambam is clear, the Rambam is only saying that they added two, and they ended up with five, but they started with three, and therefore we don't apply the principle, Adaita Yidachamisha Yeshiva, because when they started this whole deliberation with a Beis Din, it was a Beis Din of three, not a Beis Din of five. Now, as I told you at the outset, the greatness of this essay is that it anthologizes together so many different sources. Until now, our sources were basically on the Rambam, whether it's the Rambam himself, whether it's from Moshe Cohen interpreting the Rambam, whether it's the Kesef Mishnah interpreting the Rambam. From now on, for the balance of this essay, with the exception of one Ran and Ramah that we're going to get to, we're talking about from the 5th century and on. I mean, 5 centuries ago, if you go back, from the time of the Shulchan Aruch and on. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? And how does the Ramah paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch, first we start with Siman Yud Gimel, and then we're going to fast forward to Siman Yud Ches. In Siman Yud Gimel, they talk about a case where the litigants chose 10 judges. Okay? And it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that in a case where now again, I can't answer this question yet, but very strange that they're starting with an even number. Okay, let's be patient here. Patience is the name of the game here. In any event, the case seems to be that they started with an even number, in this case 10 judges. And then he says, again, this is futuristic for us, but Bein Bindin, Bein Bipshara. Okay, we'll leave that out for the time being. Im lo yaskimu lidea achas, he says that if there's no unanimous decision amongst the 10 judges, yelchu achar harov, majority wins. I mean, the Torah says achar rabim lahatos, correct? Then what happened? Nistalik echad mehem, please underline these words, nistalik echad mehem. And Jerry, you're going to have a particular take on this phrase, nistalik echad mehem. V'eino omer daito. So nistalik echad mehen is a case where he, again, if I read this correctly, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he has an opinion on the case. He's not baffled. He's not totally perplexed in the dark, but eino omer daito. He's not willing to express his opinion. Why? I don't know why. Maybe his mother-in-law called him out to help a helper out there. You know, so he took a plane, you know, to help his mother-in-law. Or maybe he just was afraid of the repercussions of his judgment. I don't know. But for whatever reason, eino omer daito.
It sounds like
Could be. Maybe he feels that he has negius here, you know, somebody paid him off. I don't know. But for whatever reason, he says, I'm out of here. That's called siluk. Siluk means, forget about me, I'm not here on this bench. Oh, here's another case. Omer eini yodea. He says, I'm baffled. I'm in the dark. I can't make a decision. I hear the arguments pro and con. I'm left in a state of confusion. Now, how many judges are we left with?
None.
One packed out. Either he was mesalik himself, or he said eini yodea. So we're left with a potential decision of 9 judges. L'chora, at this point, I would say that we should introduce the Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Kesef Mishnah says it all depends on what number they started with. And the Ramach, Rav Moshe Cohen, seems to say that it doesn't even depend on what they started with. At some point, they had X number of judges. We need a decision of that X number. So, in any event, they started with 10, and now they're down to 9. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu iskima atesha kulam l'de'achas. We have a unanimous decision of 9 judges. Eino klum. It's worthless. Why? Because they started with what?
10
judges. Now they're down to 9. And the super commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch point us to find the source for this Shulchan Aruch, a tshuva, the Rashba. So, you know, now we're going back like 9 centuries ago. So like 400 years before the Shulchan Aruch, there was a Rashba. And in the Rashba, the assumption is that whatever number they started with, that's the number they have to end with. So if they started with 5, they have to end with 5. If they started with 10, they have to end with 10. Hari mevur b'Rashba, but it's clear from the Rashba, the gam b'chamisha yoser amrinon adaita v'chamisha o yoser yisivi v'lovak shlosha. So again, our original issue, and we keep harping on this issue, is the principle that you have to end with the same number that you started with. Does that apply only exclusively to 3 judges, or whatever number you're talking about, 5, 10, etc., etc.? And now we see the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rashba, is committed to the position that no matter what number you started with, way beyond the number 3, you have to have that number to end with. You started with 10, you have to end with 10. And in that sense, the Shulchan Aruch is reflecting his opinion as expressed in the Kesef Mishnah, same author, that the only case where the Rambam allows for a decision of 4 members of the court when they had 5 is because they had originally started with 3. But had they originally started with 5, the Rambam would agree that you need all 5. If they started with 10, you need all 10. That's Simon Yud Gimel. Now we're going to fast forward to Simon Yud Ches. Okay, so we're going to jump 5 simanim ahead. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. And the Rambam says that if they started with 3 and they added another 5, you can hand down a valid decision of 4 judges, even though one of them maintains eini yodea. Okay. So this is Hakofa Aleph of Hakofa Bet. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Now we're going to go to the Ramah. The Ramah was, as you know, a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, he had his own Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch beat him to it, and he published it before he did. It was at the very beginning of Hebrew publishing. And the Ramah, instead of publishing his work, he published what's called a mappa. Do we know what a mappa is? A tablecloth. So this was the tablecloth on top of the table. So the Shulchan Aruch is the table and the Ramah. This is the humility of the Ramah. By the way, you may think that the Ramah was a lemachol. You know, all he called himself was a tablecloth. The Ramah was as tough as nails. I mean, when he was convinced that he was right, there were no holds barred. You know, take off your mitts and it's a boxing match. So the Ramah comments the following. Nireh, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, Shesover, that the Shulchan Aruch understood the Rambam v'Rashba lo pligi. There's no machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rashba. Now understand that in Siman Yud Gimel we saw that the Shulchan Aruch codified the Rashba, the truth of the Rashba, that no matter what the number that you started with, you must end with that same number, and we're going to apply the principle of Meikar Adaita De, whatever number it is, Yasve. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Ches copies the Rambam word for word, and the Shulchan Aruch says that even though you end up with a decision of 4 instead of 5, that's a valid decision and that's not a contradiction to the Rashba, because they started with 3. Rakshal Rashba, Iri, we're on the top of the left column, Hecha de Mitchila Yasivi Adaiti Dehe. They started with 5. Lekach, and therefore if one of them drops out, he says any Yodea, that's not valid. You have to end with hey because you started with hey. The Rambam is talking about a whole different set of circumstances. They started with 3, then they added 2, exactly as the Kesef Mishnah said it. Okay. So far, the Ramah is a good guy, and he's basically justifying the Shulchan Aruch. You think at this point he's voting in favor of the Shulchan Aruch. But then he turns everything around and he says, Eino nira chiluk ha-kesef mishnah. I don't believe that the Kesef Mishnah is right. In my opinion, says the Ramah, ha-Ramam va-Rashba pligi. The Ramam and the Rashba have a fundamental argument, and that is, do we apply the principle of Meikara Adaite De Yasvi in a case where they started with a number that was greater than 3? The Rashba is of the opinion that if they started with a number 5, more than 5, then we apply the principle Meikara Adaite De Chamisha Yasivi. The Ramam holds Lo Amrinan Adaite De Chamisha Yoser, etc. Ikar, those are the last 3 words, Kidas Harama. So it means the following, that the Ramah understood that in the Rambam, even had they started with 5, they could end up with 4. And one of them could say, Eini Yodea, and we have a majority, let's say 3-1, or a unanimous decision of all 4 judges, and therefore the din is valid. Because the Rambam holds that the entire din that we're learning here in our sugya and daf hayam and beis of Adaita the talsa yasivi is only with regard to a basin of 3. That's the Rambam's understanding of the Rambam. Even though, keep in mind, the Rambam's going to have to admit that when you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see that the Rambam's talking about a case where they started with 3. But nevertheless, the Rambam says that's not the main point of the Rambam. The main point of the Rambam is they could have a decision of 4 judges, because 3 judges make up a Bezdin, and how much more so 4 judges. And you don't have to have the number that goes beyond 3. Even if they started with a number beyond 3, you would not have to have a decision of that number that they started with. The Rambam goes fundamentally heads on against the Rashba. The Rashba holds that whatever number they started with, that's what they have to end with. The Rambam holds no. They can start with the number 3 and they have to end up with the number 3. But if they start with a higher number, as long as they end up with 3 judges, that's fine. So that's the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch, otherwise known as the Mechaber, and the Rambam. Okay, now we were learning Siman Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, but we were learning Sif Aleph. Now we're going to fast forward to Sif Dalet. That's the paragraph that starts Vehine B'Shulchan Aruch on your left, on the left side of your page. And here the Mechaber writes the following: Shlosha sheyoshvu ledim v'silek echad mehen atzmo ein hashnayim yicholim ligmar adin. Okay, v'ramah kasav al zeh. Here's the comment to the Ramah in Sif Dalet. For who adin im nivru mitchila yoser migimel. Okay, they decided to start with, let's say, five judges. V'nistalek echad mehem, and the din is that there's no valid judgment here. Now, what's going on over here? They started with five. One of them drops out. How many judges do we have left to issue this decision? Four. Says the Ramah, it's invalid. Wait a minute. The Ramah is contradicting himself. Before, the Ramah said that the law is in favor of the Rambam against the Rashbah, that you only need the original number of three, but if they started with a higher number, you don't need that higher number. And here the Ramah is saying that although you started with a higher number, you could end up with a lower number. And the Ramah's language is this baru mitchil yoser migimel. The same law applies, that they need that number in order to complete. The Ramah here in Sif Dalet is reflecting the sheet of whom? The Rashbah. Before, initially, he said that I accept the opinion of the Rambam against the Rashbah. It's only with regard to three that we have to end up with three. But with regard to a higher number, we don't have to end up with that number. Now the Ramah is contradicting himself, and he's saying no, that the same din that you have to end up with the number that you began with applies not only to three, but even to a higher number like five. Apparently accepting the view of the Rashbah. How do we reconcile these two? V'tzarech iyu, d'haramah kosav, d'haramah v'arashbah pligis, machlok shin the Rambam and the Rashbah, im amrinan adaiti l'chamisho yosef yasivi, v'kaim alokei haramah, d'lo amrinan adaiti l'chamisho yosef yasivi, and came, eich posak haramah, d'im nivaru b'tchila yosef, v'kim l'stalik echmem lo ma'ani. And now we're up to the words l'chorin nirah. Now, if you've been following me until now, we're ready for the punchline. This is the punchline of the last 45 minutes of our discussion. So please tune in. Ulachora Nira. I just want to make sure that everybody has the place.
I don't.
You know. Do you see a paragraph that starts on the left column? Vehine b'shulchan aruch. Okay. Approximately 10 lines down, the line starts with the words lo mahani.
Yeah.
So it's like snacking.
Lomahan.
Ulachora nira. So if you can underline those two words, lachora nira, so that your eye will catch those two words, because this is the culmination of our limud for today. Lachora nira miseh. The Ramah mechalek. If you're very careful about reading the Ramah, there's no contradiction. The Ramah is distinguishing between two cases that to you and I sound identical, but to you and Jerry sound different. He says, L'chalek bein nistalek echad mehem, on the one hand, please underline those words, nistalek echad mehem, and on the other hand, Omer ein yodea. If you're very careful about reading the Ramah, you will see that the first Ramah that we did, which was Simon Yud Chesif Aleph, he was talking about a case of Omer Eini Yodea. And here he took the view of the Rambam, that you can issue a verdict with four judges, even though they started with five judges, if one of the judges says Eini Yodea. That's not the Ramah here in Sif Dalet in the same Simon Yud Ches. Here the Ramah says specifically, Silek Echad Mehen. And here's where he says you cannot move forward without getting the fifth judge to replace the judge that was Masalik himself. Let's see if we can read it inside. Dehechon encased in a stalik echad mehem. One of them just says, I'm out of here. Is posak Ramah. By the way, when I say I'm out of here, don't take me literally. I'm just using, I'm using an idiomatic phrase. Do you know what I mean by I'm out of here?
Recuse himself.
What?
He's recusing himself.
Oh, is that the phrase? Oh, shoot, wow, I have to write that down. You know, recusing himself. Oh, okay. Very good. Recusing yourself. How do you spell that? Recusing.
R-E-C-U-S-E.
R-E-C-U-S-E. Recuse. Okay. Now I have my homework. You have to look up the word recuse. Okay.
And he's out of here.
He's out of here, yeah.
Right.
What's he saying? He's out of here.
Right, right. All right. So now he says the following. Here's where the Rambam is going to paskin that if they started with five, they need to get that five. Why? Because what are they ending up with now? Four. Why? Because one recused himself. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. But in the case of Echad, it says Eini Yodea, which means that apparently he's still part of the Bezdin, but he just doesn't want, he doesn't have the wherewithal to make a decision. Shapir, it's good. Umahani, and it works. Even though they started with five, they went down to four because the fifth judge said Eini Yodea. Vitzarech Biu. Okay, now we have at least a reconciliation of the two Ramas. There's no contradiction. But we still have to understand the logic of the Rama. Maishno, what's the difference? Hey, Choshomer, Eini Yodea. There we're going to say that we can go ahead without him. And we can issue a decision based on the four remaining judges who are willing to take a stand on the issue. But Hey, Chodin Estalik Echamiham, if one recruits himself, oh, then we're going to say that we have to get back to number five and he has to be replaced by another judge, otherwise there's no valid judgment. When they originally started the judgment, let's say they started with three judges, that was the case in our Gemara and Afhamid Beis. There's no difference between Nistalik Echamim or Omer Eini Yodea. The Gamim Omer Eini Yodea, and this is all explicit in the Gemara and in all the poskim, the Rishonim in the poskim, is Yosifu Shnayim. Remember, we want to add two judges to jack it up to number five, but the decision cannot be made by three judges, one of which is claiming Eini Yodea, which means you have a decision of two judges. So you see that even if the third judge that messes us up here and undermines the validity of the judgment is saying Eini Yodea, that really messes us up, that torpedoes Bezdin. So then in a case where they sat with five judges and one of them says Eini Yodea, is we should have said having one lemeimer diyosifu shnayim, we have to add to replace the one who says Eini Yodea. In the case, so again, Rabbi say what we're coming out with here is that although the Ramah in the case of five, where they began with five judges, the Ramah says if one of them is Masalik himself, then we need to replace him. We have to have that number five. And that is absolutely similar to the case where you started with three judges and one of them is out of there, they have to replace him. But yet the Ramah is still maintaining a distinction between numbers three and number five, because the number five, he says that if the fifth judge says Eini Yodea, we don't have to replace him, we could issue a decision with four judges. In the case of three judges, they started the court with three judges, the Ramah will have to admit, because it's black and white, that if one of the three judges says Eini Yodea, we can't move on without him, we have to replace him. So we're basically asking two questions. Question number one is the logic. What's the difference whether one of them recuses himself or one of them just says Eini Yodea? At the end of the day, if you say Eini Yodea, you're not part of the judgment. And question number two is that in the case of three judges, we didn't accept this distinction. And even if the third judge says Eini Yodea, we can't move ahead without him. We have to replace him with the third judge. So the Ramah is sort of in a pickle.
He didn't replace him. We had two. That's one.
Okay. But I think the Rambam is recommending that we add two. But if we replace them with one, that should be good enough. As far as I know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
So I would submit that the abstention to any Yudea, he's still part of the Beis Din.
Correct. That's for sure. We're going to have to say at some point that the Rambam holds that there's a fundamental difference between Siluk and any Yudea. In which case, any Yudea is still somehow part of the Beis Din. That's if we have three judges, and now we're going beyond that. We have the fourth judge who makes the decision. Where the fifth judge says any Yudea, he still somehow is part of the Beis Din, as Jerry says very well. Now, at this point, I wanted to, for a moment, I'm not sure if what I'm doing is the right thing, is to fast forward to page Ayin Beis, only because of the expediency of time. So what happens on page Ayin Beis? Let's see if we can take a look at a paragraph, Vehine, on the left column. Do you have such a paragraph?
Ramah.
Yeah, Vehine Ramah. Hine Ramah Kosev da Ramam Sovika Rashba da Filu Be Yoser Mishloshav and Estalik Echwechem Eni Yechom Ligmar Sadin. If we started with five judges and one of them was Mesalik himself, then we can't go on. The din freezes at that point. That's like the Rashba, because we started with five judges. If the fifth judge says, I just don't know, the Hekshenu, when we asked, Maishna, what's the difference between the case where he says any Yodea as opposed to the case of Silu? The Gam Maishna, Hech the Asvi Adaita the Tlos, if they started with three, then even if he says any Yodea, we have to replace him. So we're going to start here with Nira. So in the paragraph in Hine, if you count down with me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 lines down, you'll see a line that starts Nira. Yes? Nira, the Sfirle La Rama, the Ramam Sover, Bein Latama Ranu, Bein Latama Rama. Okay, that's the part that we skipped for the time being. Maybe we'll come back to that tomorrow if we have time. The Heche the Yasve Adaita the Tlosov and Estalik Echad Mehem. Ein yecholim ashnayim ligmar sadin bein mishum dahavidin bezdin chotzev ubein mishum dahadayonim lo kiblu alayu el lodun v'shlosha v'gam avalidim yecholim lomar nerotzim lodun eitzel shlosha v'lo eitzel beis. So just to summarize the last five lines that we read, in a case where they started with three judges and one of them recused himself, then we have two problems to face. Problem number one is that if we go on with this judgment, there'll be a Beis Din Chatzuf. It'll be a decision of two judges. Problem number two is that the initial yeshiva, when they started with this Beis Din, the Dayonim accepted upon themselves to judge with three judges, and the litigants likewise. Ulam, however, if one of the three judges says any Yodea, Das HaRambam demand the Omer any Yodea Havi Mechlal HaBeis Din. Jerry, that's what you said before, so you want to underline those words, Havi Mechlal HaBeis Din, is therefore Ein Lefar Shatam Dein Yechon Ligmar Sadim Neshin Notel Shebatel HaMoshe Beis Din Zayonim Lo Kiblu Alayu Ladun. You can't apply the second reasoning that, wait a second, this was meant to be a judgment of three judges, because now we have the third judge who says Eini Yodea. Well, even though he said Eini Yodea, he's still part of the court. He's never removed himself from the court. So we do have a decision of three judges. And you'll ask me, how do we get a decision with three judges when one of them says Eini Yodea? The answer is we have a unanimous agreement of two judges. But there's going to be a problem here. If we don't replace the third judge, then what are we left with? We're left with the Beis Din Chatzuf. So as far as, you know, this halacha of adaita, you know, meikar adaita the yeshiva, we can say that all we need is a Beis Din. And we have a Beis Din, even though one of the judges says Eini Yodea, he's still part of the Beis Din. As far as the issue of Beis Din Chatzuf is concerned, we're not going to We're not going to allow a decision of two judges to go ahead because we need to fulfill the enactment of the Chachamim that the minimum number of judges on the court is three judges. And the decision has to be made by three judges. Here we only have a decision made by two judges. Lefizeh, Asi Shapir, Mashakosavar Amod, Diludas Haram, Hechdi Asiva, Daiti the Chamisho Yosef, Yechbem Elmer Eni Adea, Yechol Lewis Agnin. If one of the five judges that they began with says what? I don't know, they can issue a ruling. Why? Because the original decision and the commitment was to have five judges. Well, in fact, we do have five judges. Ella, what are you going to tell me? If one of them says, hey, to your dad, we have a problem with Bez and Chatzuf. Well, the answer is we don't have a problem with Bez and Chatzuf because we still have four judges. Do we have it? So let me take a minute to summarize this. Okay? And I just want to make sure Rabbi Myers wanted to come in. So. Now, a 2-minute warning? Because I won't be able to hold the other one. Okay, so here we go, Rabbi. So let's just get the summary. I mean, again, if you're copying this, this is a brilliant piece. What he's saying is the following: that how can we distinguish between, on the one hand, a judge who says any idea, which when they started with five, we can go ahead with four, and the Rabbi will validate that decision. And the case where you started with five, and one of them said, I'm a salik myself, I recruit myself, I'm out of here. And the answer is the following. There's a fundamental difference between starting with three and starting with five. In the case where you started with three, you have an additional problem of a Beis Din Chatzuf. That problem doesn't exist if you started with five and you end with four. In the case where you started with three and you ended with two, if the third judge says any yodea, even though he's part of the decision, so to speak, because he's part of the makeup of the court, he hasn't removed himself from the court, and therefore the original yeshiva of a Beis Din still is maintained, but we have a problem with Beis Din Chatzuf because we dip below the number three. But in the case where you started with five, if the fifth judge says any yodea, he's still part of the court decision. So you started with five, you have a decision of a court of five. Ella what? You have a problem based in Chatzuf. Well, there's no problem based in Chatzuf because you have more than three. Mashenkin, if you started with five and one of the judges says what? I'm out of here. He's Masalik himself. Then you started with a court of five and you ended with a court of four. And that's not valid. Okay? Any questions before we go on? Yeah.
I don't understand the last piece. In other words,
Hanukh, do me a favor and open the door.
In other words, if you have three,
right,
and one is not mistalek, it says any of you there, you still have a business three, it's not a chassuf.
Well, that's what we're saying, that it's a Beis Din Chatzuf because the decision was not made by three. We need a decision made by three to fulfill the enactment of the Chachamim. The decision has to be made by three. However, if you're asking me, is there a problem of yeshiva and not yeshiva? Well, that's not an issue. Why? Because yeshiva means three judges that sat in on the case. And at the end of the day, we still have three judges that sat in on the case, and the decision was made by three because, as we said before, any of them means he's still part of the court. In the case of five, we can say that we still ended up with five, and therefore there's no problem with Beis Din Chatzuf, and this, it's only when he's Masalik himself, that's when we started with five, and we didn't end up with five.
So
if
the Gemara, this would support
Shmuel? I don't see exactly why this would support Shmuel.
Well,
again, you know, we have Shmuel who says that a decision was made by two and not three is the Beis Din Chatzuf, but it's valid. And as far as I know, everything that we said today would certainly be in line with the Shita of Shmuel. As far as I can tell. Yeah. Now, as far as Rabbi Avo is concerned, he claims that you have to have a decision of two. Correct. You know, you must have a decision of two, and according to him, everybody agrees with you.